weeks, they found 4 of the bodies, but none of them before the insects and other rainforest scavengers got to them. Even with most of the flesh stripped away, there were still things to learn from the corpses. 3 of the 4 had a fair number of broken bones, mostly in the upper body. Whatever attacked them did so from above. It bit them and then thrashed. That rolled out a big cat. Jungle cats preferred to kill by biting through the skull. Whatever was doing this was much larger, but far less precise. The 4th body was confusing. The corpse didn't have broken bones. There were no tracks of any kind, and no signs of a struggle anywhere near where they found him. Something grabbed the man, pulled him into the canopy, and moved through the rainforest, all without breaking a single bone. Felerin was certain whatever was responsible for the 4th body, and possibly the 2 missing farmers, differed from what killed the other 3. What was it? A constricting snake would have consumed the body, bones, and all. Giant spiders could have done it, but they would have dragged the body to a nest or web. A high branch up ahead shook, causing leaves to rustle and setting a curtain of interwoven vines into motion. Something heavy was moving through the canopy. Felerin tried to follow the motion to find whatever it was, but the foliage was just too thick. Atea stood perfectly still, her leather armor stained with mottled green and brown ink, was further enhanced with runes of concealment. The runes made her armor work much like a chameleon skin. She was very difficult to see in the forest while motionless. She was looking up into a tree off to her left. Felerin followed Atea's gaze. She couldn't quite discern what Atea was looking at. The dense leaves, mosses, and hanging vines obscured everything. Felerin thought the foliage seemed a few shades darker than normal. Ordinarily, the leaves displayed a soft, luminescent warmth from the light of the sun bathing down from above. Felerin saw no evidence of light when she looked up into the trees. Everything was just a tangled collage of rich yellows and dark greens. The leaves and colors shifted. Something was definitely moving. But what? The golden leaves gently rustled back and forth, but the deep emerald leaves were moving in a singular direction. Felerin's pulse raced and her mouth felt like it was filled with cotton when she realized what she was seeing. There were no green leaves. Those were reptilian scales. Scales large enough to appear like leaves when not in motion. Right then, the rainforest came alive in a chaotic fury of sound and motion. "Atea, get out of there!" shouted Felerin. Fortunately, Atea was already moving. The beast leapt down from high within the canopy to land on the thick lower branches. It whipped its long neck down to the forest floor with amazing speed, its jaws snapping shut right where Atea was, standing a mere breath ago. Felerin hadn't seen a forest drake in years. Its scales were a complex mosaic of different shades of green, making it almost impossible to see against the backdrop of the canopy. Leathery brown skin stretched from the beast's forelegs down to the base of its tail. Forest drakes couldn't fly, but much like some types of squirrels, they could glide between branches. The drake hissed and crawled forward along the sturdy branch it was perched on. All 4 of its legs ended in wicked claws, with long talons that easily dug into the waterlogged wood, including its 10-foot neck and its even longer tail. The thing was at least 30 feet long. It lashed out again toward the forest floor, its long serpentine neck snaking between trees and branches in pursuit of its prey. Atea turned to face it, leaping back in time to keep herself out of its jaws. She was teasing it and making it chase. Felerin didn't know if she should cheer or scream. Not even Constance would try to taunt this powerful